Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, August 22nd, 2022, through Friday, August 26th, 2022. Monday, August 22nd, 2022. Woonsocket businessman sentenced for defrauding the IRS. Jesus Jose Mendez, a co-owner of the subcontracting business J&J Drywall Inc., was sentenced to 3 years probation, including 32 weeks in a detention facility, for his role in a tax fraud conspiracy. According to court documents, from 2013 to 2017, Mendez and his business partner, Jamie Zambrano of Woonsocket, allegedly used check-cashing businesses to cash more than 600 business receipt checks at a Rhode Island check casher, then traveled to construction sites carrying backpacks full of cash, which they left at the construction sites, to be used to pay their employees. The IRS calculated the total federal tax loss at $2,821,463. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022. Second defendant pleads guilty to multi-million dollar tax fraud scheme involving professional athletes and a PPP loan fraud scheme. Sear Robinson Havana, former vice president, director, and chief executive officer of Mana Tax Services, pleaded guilty to conspiring with others in separate fraud schemes to defraud the IRS and the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP. During the investigation, the government seized more than $11.8 million from bank accounts containing PPP loan fraud proceeds controlled by Havana and others. In addition, Havana surrendered cashier's checks worth approximately $5.6 million, representing a portion of the fees charged to professional athletes for the preparation of their false tax returns and a portion of the fees charged for obtaining fraudulent PPP loans. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, August 24th, 2022. Operator of Missouri Aircraft Supply Businesses pleads guilty and $7 million fraud scheme. Kyle J. Wine of Lee's Summit, Missouri, pleaded guilty to fraud and money laundering offenses stemming from a $7 million scheme related to his commercial aircraft supply business. From at least 2018 through 2021, Wine defrauded investors in aircraft-related transactions. Wine used victims' money to purchase aircraft frames and engines, sold the aircraft frames and engines, hid the resulting profits from his investors, and diverted invested funds for his personal use. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, August 25th, 2022. Former governor of Puerto Rico arrested in bribery scheme. Wanda Vasquez Garced, former governor of Puerto Rico, allegedly engaged in a bribery scheme with various individuals, including Julio Martin Herrera Velatini, Francis Diaz, Mark Rossini, and John Blakeman, to finance Vasquez Garced's 2020 gubernatorial election campaign. According to Assistant Attorney General Kenneth A. Polite Jr., the alleged bribery scheme rose to the highest levels of the Puerto Rican government, threatening public trust in our electoral processes and institutions of governance. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Friday, August 26, 2022. Alleged Russian cryptocurrency money launderer extradited to United States. Alexander Vinnik, a Russian national, was extradited to the United States to be held accountable for operating BRC-E, a criminal cryptocurrency exchange which laundered more than $4 billion of criminal proceeds. The indictment alleges BTC-E facilitated transactions for cybercriminals worldwide and received criminal proceeds from numerous computer intrusions and hacking incidents, ransomware scams, identity theft schemes, corrupt public officials, and narcotics distribution rings, and was used to facilitate crimes ranging from computer hacking to fraud, identity theft, tax refund fraud schemes, public corruption, and drug trafficking. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.